How old is your wife?
She's 64.
And what religion is she? What church do you go to?
Down at Bethlehem, right on this side of Locust Grove.
Bethlehem?
Yes.
And what kind of church is that?
That's a Baptist church.
But is it different than your church?
No different.
You could go to either one?
Yes.
But she goes to this one?
Yes. She belongs to her and I belong to him.
But do you go together when you go?
Yes, we go together.
Where do you go?
Yeah.
Which one do you go to?
Well, we go see her on first Sunday and mine on third Sunday.
Oh. Yes. Good. And what's her occupation?
She ain't nothing she's doing now. She used to just work on the farm with me.
Did she ever go to school?
Yes, she went to school.
Where did she go?
Went to Butch County.
And then she moved up here?
Yes.
Were you married when you came here?
Yes, I was married when I moved up here.
Did you have, and you had three children?
Three children.
Any special friends of your wife?
It's a boss.
Now, how old is she?
She's around about 50, I think.
And your wife was born?
Butch County.
Tell me something about flipping, can you? But if I'd never been here and you and I were on the telephone and I said, tell me about flipping, what would you tell me?
Well, all I'm gonna tell you, it's okay. That's all.
Tell me about how big it is, what kind of stores.
It got the two grocery stores there, post office, and a little coat house. Yeah.
And any other stuff that's in flipping?
No.
Do they have a school here?
No school. School in MacDonald.
Uh-huh. Did they ever have a colored school here?
No. They had one up here in Mount Arden. Now they're flipping, a bird flipping up here.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is that, where did your children go to school?
Well, my children went over here to Springfield.
How old are they now?
One of them about 35, one about 29, somewhere like that.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions, and all I need you to do is fill in the end of a sentence. You know, like I'll say, this is a...
pencil.
Right. That's all I need you to do. Just whatever word that you would use every day.
Yeah.
And remember, the only word that's correct is the one that you use every day. And, you know, don't say something fancy just because it's for me. I want you to tell me what you would say any day if you were talking to... Roll or Odell, you know, just tell me whatever you would say. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...
too dark.
Yeah, but something with a sun in it. You said sunrise and you need to get the cows in before...
the sun down.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear and the sun just starts to come out just a little bit, you'd say that the weather is...
fan off.
That's just all I want you to do, okay? That's the whole thing.